So you think just because I'm not well that my sense of humour has disappeared?
Still there?
I got a cracker for you today. What did Santa say when his reindeer and sleigh ran over the Easter bunny?
Long time ago.
Ho, ho, horrendous. All right, let's just, oh dearie me.
That's very, very terrible, especially when you're feeling rough.
Be glad I'm feeling rough. Could have been worse. All right, are you ready, love? Let's get into the Word of God. Today I'm going to speak about the door of returning. You're probably thinking, what on earth? What does he mean, the door of returning? But I'm going to leave you just hanging there while I look at the scripture. Isaiah 55 and verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. That's powerful, isn't it? And today, the door of returning is where our transformation begins. Not with striving, not with trying to fix everything ourselves, not with pretending that we are stronger than we are. We've got to put all that aside and come with one simple, brave, and honest step this afternoon. Return to the Lord. You see, because returning begins with reality. And many of us think maybe, okay, well, I don't need really to return to the Lord. But you know what? We need to return to the Lord every single day of our lives. In Isaiah's time, God's people weren't always physically running away from God, but their hearts had drifted away from Him. Their words said, Lord, but their lives were saying, later. Their lips were closed, but their hearts were far. And if we're really honest today, many of us know that feeling better than what we'd like to admit. Our desire is for the Lord, but our hearts and our flesh get in the way, and there's that distance in between us. Maybe our prayers grow a bit quieter. Maybe the worship just doesn't, you know, it's just not doing it. Maybe your Bible stayed closed longer than what you planned it. Maybe life has got loud around you and you've got faint and tired and weary. Maybe you didn't actually intentionally run from God, but you've drifted away. I found over the years that drifting never feels dramatic. It feels subtle and slow and quiet. And this drifting away from God always leaves a distance between us and Him. But I want you to hear God's invitation today, not with a fear, but with tenderness. Return to me. Not return when you're fixed, not return when you're feeling strong, not return when you're feeling worthy again. No, just return. As you are, as it is, as life has been. Return with your questions. Return with your wounds. Return with your doubts. Return with the pieces of the puzzle that don't fit in your life. Return with the fight that you still haven't won. Return with the emotions that maybe you're just a little bit too embarrassed to admit to God. God's not asking you to return to Him perfect, but He's asking you to return to Him honest. with an honest heart, with an honest prayer. God's heart is for the returning. Isaiah 55 verse 7 says, He will have mercy on him and He will abundantly pardon. He's talking about us as well. That He will have mercy on us and He will abundantly pardon us. I love that word, abundantly. Because it speaks of God's provision. Heaven is abundance. And we're all going to get there one day and we're going to experience it. Not just barely enough, not reluctantly, not sparingly, not just enough forgiveness to get us by, but abundantly. This means that God forgives us with overflow, that God restores us with overflow, that God welcomes us back in with an overflow. Hallelujah. And we come in and we expect God to say to us, like, where have you been? Why did you leave? How could you drift again? Like, what's wrong with you? That's what we expect. But that's not what Scripture says. It says return, and He will have mercy. We all drift away. I've drifted away many a time. But it's what we do. See, this is God's posture towards the heart that is returning to Him. He doesn't reject you, but He receives you. He doesn't rebuke you, but He restores you. He doesn't shame you, but He shields you. He doesn't punish you, but He pardons you abundantly with grace that is overflowing, overflowing mercy, overflowing compassion to you. You know, some of us fear returning because we think that God is disappointed in us. But I want to give you a truth here this afternoon, that God is not holding your failure over your head, but He's holding the door open wide for you to come back into a right relationship with Him. So what does returning really mean? Isaiah goes deep. He says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And this is the part many of us misunderstand. Returning doesn't mean that we need to come and try harder. It doesn't mean that we need to try and fix it ourselves. It doesn't mean that we have to pretend to be okay. But it means letting go. Let go of the patterns that pulled you away. Let go of the thoughts that poisoned your peace. Let go of the habits that weakened your spirit. Let go of the lies that have shaped your decisions. Let go of the guilt that you've carried quietly. Let go of the shame that you've tried to hide away. Hallelujah. Returning is not about perfection. It's far from it. But it's about positioning ourselves. Turning our face back towards the presence of God. Turning our steps back towards the voice of God. Turning our soul back towards His love for us. Returning is a gentle surrender. A shift of direction. A whisper from our heart that says, God, I need you again. I really need you. So why does this moment matter? I want to ask you something gently this afternoon and honestly. How far has your heart wandered away from God? Not talking about physically, not talking about publicly or internally, but how long have you been running with a soul that's running on empty? How long have you been carrying everything alone for? How long have you been spiritually tired but afraid to admit it to God? How long have you been pretending that your soul's okay when actually it's really not? You see, we can't heal what we hide. But we can return to God what we carry. And today, this moment is your chance where you can just simply come to Him and say, Lord, today I return to You. Because returning isn't for the strong, it's for the honest. It's not for the perfect, it's for the willing. That it's not for the worthy, but it's for the wounded. And God's answer to a returning heart is always the same. Mercy, grace, restoration, an open door, a welcoming. Because we serve a God who opens the door. There's a beautiful part of that verse in Isaiah 55 verse 7 where it says, let him return and God will abundantly pardon. God does not hide behind the door. He stands at the door. He doesn't stand there and cross His arms, but He opens His arms. The door for us to return to is always open. No matter how long it's been, no matter how far you've drifted, no matter how deep the mistake you've made, no matter how many times you've fallen in sin, the door has not closed. God's invitation to you has not expired. God's grace for you has not run out. God waits for you, not with disappointment, but with compassion. God welcomes not with hesitation, but with joy. God loves your return because He loves you. And I want to remind you of that today. God loves you. You're not coming back to God's anger, but you're coming back to His mercy. You're not coming back to punishment, you're coming back to pardon. You're not coming back to rejection, but you're coming back to restoration. So let this be the moment today for us to return to prayer, return to Scripture, return to stillness, return to who you used to be before life made you so tired. Return to the God who has not moved from the place where you left Him. God's not changed His mind about you. He's not given up on you. And He's not turned away from you. The door back is open. And your seat at the table is waiting. And the Father is calling. My child, come return to Me. It's time. Let me pray over you. Lord, right now, would You draw every heart back to You? Lord, would You lift shame off shoulders and lift guilt off our conscience? Lord, would You lift fear off our minds and let mercy wash over them? Lord, let forgiveness rise within us. Let healing begin again, Lord. Let hope be restored in us. Lord, open the door of returning wide and let us step through it this afternoon. This is the beginning. Today is a new beginning. This is the first door and this is where your journey starts with returning. I ask you to stand up with me and let's just declare something out loudly and boldly this afternoon. Lord, I return to You.
Lord, I return to You.
My heart returns.
My heart returns.
My thoughts return.
My thoughts return.
My spirit returns.
My spirit returns.
And You receive me with mercy this afternoon.
And You receive me with mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the first step of a new season.
Amen.
A new beginning.
Hallelujah.
A renewed walk with God. Who's in?
Yes, come on.
Amen. Who's in?
Yes.
Yes.
All you have to do is walk through the door of returning. And you're going to find life so very different. You're going to walk easy. That weight is going to be gone of guilt and shame and hurt. And just hand it to Him and say, I'm coming back to You today, Jesus. Trusting You with all of my heart. Not in my own understanding, but on the promise of Your word that I'm enough, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, that I'm Your masterpiece. And that You're a God of forgiveness, of faithfulness, of grace, of love, and fresh new starts. As we come to the end of this year, what a better time for us to step into next year in this posture before the Lord of saying, Lord, I want to start my journey with You over again. Today's a good day before we get too busy out there with all our parties and that. Let me see a show of hands. Who's starting over? Come. My hand's up as well. We should all have our hands up. Because believe it or not, I also make bloopses. I'm not immune. The pastor's not immune. Do you know why? Because I'm flesh just like you. So let's walk into this journey together. Starting afresh. Holding each other up, encouraging one another. Amen. Not laughing and shouting at each other because we've done something wrong, but helping each other up and saying, I'm walking with You. Pray for each other and love one another. Show kindness to one another. Because what makes us more powerful than Jesus not to be able to do that? If He's done that for us, forgive one another. How dare we think that we're more powerful than Jesus to forgive when He's forgiven us? And let's walk into that way. Let's build on that in this next few months as we go into a new year. I wanted to preach this today because this is such a wonderful time of the year for us to display Jesus to the world. It's horrendous out there, man. I was at the shops the other day. People are stressing, man.
Yeah.
It's like hectic in the shops. There were two people, I'm not going to mention if it was male or female, but they were like having a right go at each other in the charity shop. Because she dared to put her hand over his face to reach for a book. She went ballistic. And then he gave it a go, and then it just started getting out of hand, and I stepped away. I thought, I'm not getting involved. Right, this is going to get... No. I think they would have laid hands on me. So, let's be nice, and let's be kind, and let's show Jesus at this time of the year.
Show Jesus respect.
Yeah.
Show Jesus respect and love.
Yes, to one another.
And honor him. And I suggest everybody keeps me off the M25.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all.